What's going on, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here, and we have another amazing episode of the My DJ Story podcast brought to you by The Club, the number one streaming app for DJs and partygoers. Today, we have my brother Pinhead here. He's a rap artist that is going to tell us a little bit about DJs working with artists and how important that relationship is. So, brother, can you please introduce yourself, tell the people who you are and where you're from?
Yeah, this is Pinhead, man, and I'm straight out of ATL, Atlanta, Georgia.
Awesome, brother. Really excited to have you on this special episode of the My DJ Story podcast. You're not a DJ, but you work with a lot of DJs. You have a lot of DJs in your crew. And we're super excited to hear that important relationship between the DJ and the music artist. So talk to us a little bit about yourself, then we'll jump into the DJ stuff.
Right. So, you know what I'm saying? I actually have a song out that's showing love to all the DJs. And also my DJ, DJ Hollywood ATL. And it's called Don't Fuck With My DJ. You know what I'm saying? And basically in a sense, like, you know, my DJ, man, he crazy. He like to have fun and, you know, he wild and he out there. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I be like, hey, don't fuck with my DJ. But I also say don't fuck with all DJs. And in a sense, and what I mean by that is, you know, you got to treat the DJs with respect. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I don't feel like the DJs get the respect that they should get. And I actually wanted to be a DJ one time at myself, but I couldn't figure out how to mix the songs. And you know, you got to know what songs to blend and when to blend them and what song to play at the right time. I mean, to me, that's just not easy. And then you got to know what to say through the mic. You know, while the music is playing. I mean, I don't feel like they got an easy job.
Yeah, man. No, I think that's really dope. And your DJ Hollywood just joined the call as well. So we're super excited to have you both on the My DJ Story podcast. So right now we're talking about the relationship between hip hop and music artists and the DJ. So I assume DJ Hollywood, you're his DJ. And we are super excited to be talking to Pinhead here. DJ Hollywood, you want to introduce yourself as well?
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
What's up, brother? Just tell people who you are and where you're from.
All right, man. I go by the name of Celebrity DJ Hollywood, man. On the end is ATL, but I just drop it off. So I'm from Atlanta. I'm from here. This is my city, man. So I was born here. So I ain't just no transplant. I'm from here for real. So I'm really in the city.
Awesome, bro. We're super excited to have you both on the My DJ Story podcast. And we're having a conversation talking about the important relationship between DJs and artists. So my brother Pinhead was just talking about, you know, how DJs are not getting the respect they deserve. And we kind of want to hear both sides of the story, talk about your experience of you two working together and how your experience working together has shown an example of the relationship that DJs and artists should have to make it and do well in the industry.
I mean, let's start and go back to kind of the beginning of your question. They don't get enough respect, right? They don't get enough respect. And in this industry we live in now, it's so much, man, it's about the money. It's about getting in that inner circle. So I would definitely agree. I mean, I've had a chance to break a lot of records. I have personally broke a lot of records. I have facts. But do I get the recognition? No. Did I get a plaque? No, I did not. But I mean, it's just, you gotta continue to grind out here, man. You can't just stop because you ain't get no plaque. So I definitely will agree with that, though.
Yeah, definitely.
What was your second question?
And just the relationship between DJs and artists, and how DJs and artists need to work together, and how the relationship really makes the team successful.
I mean, I think a lot of people don't even know what the word relationship means. So you got a lot of these artists that can't tame a relationship with their parents or the girlfriend or whatever relationship they're in. When I look at that, I already know they can't deal with the DJ, because it's a relationship. It's a communication. It's me and you, I say I'm cool with you and I haven't called you in 2 weeks or we ain't talked in 2 weeks. How cool are we? So that goes for the artists as well. Like, there's things happen. This industry changes overnight. There's things to do every day. So like I tell somebody, man, if I ain't talked to you in 48 hours, 72 hours, that's business. Hey, man, we really ain't that tight. So if I'm going to be your DJ, you're going to call me your DJ and I ain't talk to you in 48 hours, it's a problem.
I hear that, man. And I think that you really understand the importance of that communication that's needed between the DJ and the artist. So Pinhead, I'd love for you to jump in and talk about, you know, how you and DJ Hollywood go about your relationship together and how you guys help be successful in this industry.
Oh, man. Well, we like the best of friends. So, you know, I mean, yeah, we handle business, but, you know, and then we got a lot in common. Like, I love booty. He love booty. You know what I'm saying? He love music. I love music. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, we like to dress up. You know, we like to act silly. I mean, you know, we like to travel. So, you know, I mean, we got a lot in common, man. So we ain't just like doing this just for the music. You know what I'm saying? Like, we actually, we cool. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we talk about all kinds of stuff besides music. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that, man. I think that it's super important to have a relationship that goes beyond just the business and the money aspect, to where you have different things of common interest and people that you can really vibe with when you're working and when you're not working as well. And that real relationship really makes it much more successful with the business relationship as well. So I think that that's really dope, man. Talk to me about, you know, DJ Hollywood, you talked about you breaking records and you being a part of that reason why some artists had really success with their records going viral or just really getting out there. Talk to me about the important role DJs play in the music industry that people may not know about.
Man, if they don't know, like, a lot of these records, they go through the club first. They go through the club first. They don't just go straight to the radio. The radio just don't pick it up. I mean, a lot of these artists, they come to me all the time and ask me how they get on the radio, how they get on the radio. Like, if you really want to know how to get on the radio, your budget ain't even, I mean, you work at Burger King. Like, I already know what's up. Unless your mommy and your daddy done left you a whole lump sum, $100,000, $200,000K, a life policy or anything like that, then, like, y'all got the game messed up. And this TV, yeah, this industry tore the hell up. Like, they make it out here like, oh, you gonna make it today, you gonna blow tomorrow. All these artists that you see out here, it's done took 5 years. Pooh Shiesty, 5 years for that one song he got. So, but a lot of these artists think that, oh, shit, I just heard it yesterday. Oh, it's new. Nah, it ain't new. It's old. So, for all the DJs, it's important for us to play because we play it first in the clubs. So, Just for instance, if I play a song one time a day on the radio, one time a day on, let's say, what radio station do you know? Name me a major radio station. Come on, radio.
Hot 97.
I play it one time a day. How many times did you listen to Hot 97 today?
Today? I didn't listen today.
So you would have missed it. So you would have missed it today. Now I play it one time tomorrow. You miss it. So you done paid for a whole week of radio spins for what? Like, not that many people are in tune. But now, if I drop this record in a club, you guaranteed to however many people's at your club is going to hear that record. Now, word of mouth, them 200 people go over here, go over here. Now you got 10 clubs on a Friday night all in Atlanta playing this one record. You 10 times 200. Gold Room has 2,000 people.
Yeah.
So it's 2,000 people.
Yeah.
So, and it's us, our job, especially if we have a microphone. Hey, this is Pinhead, Big Butt Record. Y'all Shazam the record. Get your phones out. Holla at me if you want to get this record. Like, we have the reach of so many people on a daily night.
Yeah, so, that's super interesting, bro. I think that is super important that you highlight the important role DJs play in getting artists' music out there, because it's hard to get on the radio. And for the DJs to be that person that selects the songs, you got to really, you know, really have respect to that, the fact that you guys get to choose and kind of are the gatekeepers of the music industry. And that really comes with power and responsibility. And I think that, like, that organic word of mouth, people talking about these songs by what they heard in the club or on the streets, or by the DJs putting it out there and consciously making those decisions to put on the artists that they know need to be heard. So I think that, you know, what you highlighted is super important, and people need to understand the work.
Let me go ahead and highlight this for the folks out there that's like, let me go ahead and put this really, really in perspective. If you ain't got $2,000 a week for radio play, that's bottom budget. You ain't got $2,000 a week. Don't ask about getting your music on the radio. as a DJ, shit, like, man, and that's what's crazy. I just said $2,000 a week. Shit, I just want $20 for a spin. You talking about $2,000 or $20, but they don't even want to come out of pocket with $20. So hey, but they'd rather go buy some weed though.
Yeah, man, it's interesting. And we got to figure out how do we fix the disconnect between artists and DJs. You know, do you have any potential solutions that we can kind of start utilizing and working as a community to make sure that everyone is getting what is deserved by what they're putting out and kind of everyone working together? What are some solutions you think that are out there? And we can hear from you as well, Pinhead, if you have any suggestions.
I'm going to let Pinhead talk first.
Say that question again. I'm I'm getting it right.
Yeah, of course. What are some solutions that we can kind of come up with that can help the industry, you know, fix where, you know, the DJ feel like they're being undercut or the DJs are not getting the respect or the type of rewards for what they deserve? How can we go about fixing this to make sure that the DJs are getting the recognition and the incentive that they should be getting?
Well, a lot of that is going to still come down to the artists and the team, because, like, you know, the label are going to have their list as far as like plaques. They might have a list of who they're going to send plaques to, but you as an artist or your team, or maybe you as an artist, you know those 5, 10, 15, 20 DJs that were helping you in the beginning, maybe before you got a manager, before you got your team, before you got signed. You know who they are. So now I know the label might put their list together, but you don't see those 10 to 15 people that you know that helped you in the beginning. But the label say they only want to pay for those 15. Then you as an artist, you need to come out of your pocket and pay for the other 10 to 15 to get plaques, to make sure those DJs get the plaques, your team. I mean, so a lot of it just got to come down to the artists just showing more love to the DJs. And that's why, you know, I don't say it at the end of the song. I more or less do it in promos and little statuses. And I make little statuses like tip the DJ, you know, buy the DJ a drink, you know, buy the DJ a bottle. You know what I'm saying? Send the DJ some food. I mean, you got to show love. It's no difference than like your wife or your girlfriend. I mean, if you don't show her no type of appreciation, like you don't send her no flowers, you don't buy no candy, you don't take her out to eat, I mean, she's going to feel unappreciated. So, I mean, it's an artist got to show love to the DJ. You got to respect the DJ.
That crazy you said that, because like a while ago, I mean, you remember like earlier, I mean, it's crazy, like this shit tying back in, because like this shit ain't rehearsed. Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? That this ain't rehearsed. So the stuff that he's saying and stuff I'm saying, this shit got that coming back. And I'm really seeing that shit. So for whoever watching this, look how this went. So earlier on, I said it's about a relationship. So now you coming back again, talking about this relationship. Hey. They better catch on. They better hear what's going on.
Yeah, man. I think that building relationships and actually building a team together is what really needs to happen, where DJs and artists are working together for a common goal. Not for everyone to be successful. At the end of the day, you're pursuing your passions in music and everyone plays a role. And if everybody playing their role, everyone can eat, everyone can be a part of that success, and we all move forward, man. I think that what you two have established is really dope, and I think that you guys can set an example for other teams out there where they see the DJ and the artist working together in collaboration, and that there's that mutual respect for one another, and both everyone involved can really move up in the world and in the industry. So I really appreciate for you two for sharing this and really putting out information for people to understand. How did you two meet, and how did you guys go about identifying that you guys were the right partners to work with together as a music artist and a DJ?
So I did this event where I performed at, and I had some postcards with my label logo on there. And right before my performance, I went over to him and gave him my flash drive that I was going to perform to, and I gave him a postcard. So 2-3 days later, I get tagged on Instagram, and I'm like, wow, I wonder who tagged me. So, you know what I'm saying? I go and check, and I'm like, oh, that's the DJ that was in the club the other night that played my music, right? So I hit him back. I said, hey, thanks for the love, King. Appreciate that. And said, because he didn't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? He know me from when he, you know what I'm saying? Basically just a little introduction of me getting on my flash drive and playing my song. So basically when I got to this song, Big Butt, you know what I'm saying? I sent it to him. And he was like, yo, man, I love this song. You know what I'm saying? It's about booty. And I, he said, you know, I love booty too. And I said, hell yeah, me too. And we both started laughing. He said, well, look, you know, I'm going to break this record. You know what I'm saying? And he started talking to me about some relationships or some other artists that he had dealt with that really just like he helped out and they really didn't reach
out.
Nah,
back they fucked me over, nigga.
Hey, man, look, hey, I was trying to sugarcoat it, you know what I'm saying? So you know what I'm saying? So I was like, well, look, man, I know you probably done heard this shit before, but I ain't gonna fuck over you like that. Like, you help me out, I got you. We gonna ride this bitch all the way to the top. And so we've been tight ever since.
That's it. Point blank.
Yeah, that's dope, man. And is that respect that you have from day one that kind of set the foundation of the relationship? And from there on out, you guys were able to work together and really do a lot of work in the industry, because that initial being able to work together and seeing that, yo, I want to make sure that I take care of them. I just saw somebody else do them dirty, but I'm going to treat them right. And then you go from there, you know, that trust is there. And going forward, y'all can move together and do a lot of good work together. That's super important.
And I'm going to tell you something else that I did to give him a reassurance. And I don't know if this ever been done before, but I put his picture on the front of my CD cover, but don't fuck with my DJ. So, you know.
Respect, man. No, that's really dope. And that shows that you care about your DJ and you care and want to promote him and just the culture of DJing, because it's super important for you as an artist to stand out and make your stance in the industry to say, hey, I respect and I believe in the supporting of the DJs. And that's kind of something that you're putting out there in the world. And we appreciate you. Me working with a lot of DJs, I appreciate you and keep up what you're doing, brother, because people need to know that if you are an artist and you want to make it in the industry, you want to be good with the DJs. Because like we said earlier, they're the gatekeepers to what people hear in your songs. And if you got good relationships with the DJs, they'll put you on and they'll put your songs out there and help you break your records. So I think that's
down there, down there for free. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to hear, you know, what are some things that you see in the industry that people are missing out on in terms of having a DJ that they work with? What are some of the benefits of having your own personal DJ as opposed to just kind of doing things on your own and not really having a DJ on your team?
Well,
Hold on. Hey, man, look, I just want to like not say for him, like this is important for all artists to know. So like, I want to just answer this question for everybody to cut it clear. I will speak for all DJs. Like, you don't see Yo Gotti. If you're an artist, you're an artist. That's what you are. You don't see Yo Gotti, Lil Boosie, Lil Baby, anybody going to a show somewhere to perform and they don't have their own DJ. I'm not going to have anybody just press play on my stuff and that's it. You need somebody to cut it down, cut it up. You need somebody to be interactive with you. You need somebody to let you shine. You get up there and just give a flash drive to a DJ or a song, he just gonna press play. He don't know your song. Say it's low in the beginning. Oh, he'll turn it up for you. Like, none of that. But you have your own DJ, it just makes sense. So, man, you do the math.
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense. It's they know you personally, they know your music more intimately, and they can provide a better experience for the people that are listening because they know it so well. So I think that's super important. You know, any advice for DJs out there that want to find an artist to work with, or for artists out there that want to find a DJ, where do you guys find or look for this kind of matching? How do you do that?
I mean, me as an artist, I mean, if you're in a club and that DJ, It he's moving you. It's like from record to record, whatever he's saying, you're just feeling it. And if you ever been in a club, and you know the difference between a whack DJ and a good DJ, because I mean, you're moving. It's like you can't stay still. You're like, oh man, it just keeps going. And you're feeling that DJ. So for me, I mean, I got to be feeling the DJ. I got to be feeling what he's doing on the turntables to even want to deal with him as far as like backing me up. And to relate to his the last thing that he said, the thing about having your own DJ is exactly what he said, but it's like you can't rehearse with a DJ that you don't know. So that's like me and him. Like when I walk on stage for like Big Butt, we got a skit. Like the first thing he says is like, hey, Pinhead, boy, when we first got in here, I seen a girl with a big old boot. And I'm like, what? What? What's
she? Don't tell everybody.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's all, you know, you gotta come to the show.
That's enough.
Yeah, you gotta come to the show. But I'm saying, like, we rehearse. Like we know when the song is gonna stop. I know what he's gonna say. I mean, we know when the dancers is gonna come out. So I mean we put ourselves together like we already on tour.
I love it, man.
I'm looking for dancers, ladies. Ladies, I'm always looking for extras.
No, I appreciate you guys sharing this story. This is super important for people to understand the dynamics that, you know, building a team with, you know, the DJs, the entertainment, the artists. It's a whole team. It's not just one person. And everything,
it's a whole vibe.
Everything together makes the vibe. And I appreciate that, man. This has been a really fun and interesting interview. I think people are going to really enjoy this.
Man, he talking, man. Listen to the man. He talking.
Hey, anything is possible.
Man, listen. The man talking.
Nah, this is all good, man. I love the dynamic, and it shows the true, genuine relationship that you guys have, how, you know, you enjoy each other's vibe and energy. And it's super important to have a dynamic team. And this is really dope. I'm glad that I got to experience this and just talk to you both here on the podcast. Do you have any advice for people out there that are looking to DJ with an artist or to be an artist and find a DJ? Any advice?
Hell no, as an artist, man, just got here and push good music, good quality music. I'm always looking for the next hit. So as long as have your music right, man, have your stuff engineered right, mixed right, titled right. Your song is called Up Through There. Why is it titled Down South by the River? Like, that's hell no. Like, have your stuff correct before you come to the DJ. Like, you serious, I'm serious. Like, you want to make it bad, we can make it bad together.
And Pinhead, any last advice?
Same thing he said, man. Just work hard, stay focused, stay professional, and keep God first, man. Everything it'll fall in right in line for you. Trust the process.
Awesome. So at this time, I would love to learn, you know, is there anything that myself, the club, and our community do to help and support you and your?
Hell yeah! Hell yeah! Tell everybody who the hell you are. That's what we want right now.
Already.
Hey, listen. Yeah. Tell us who you are.
Well, my name is Daryl. I'm from New Jersey and I'm the founder of the club. And I'm here to help you, the DJ community, and the entertainment community. So whatever I can do to help you, that's what I'm here for. So now it's your turn. How can we help you?
You just did. You the plug to everything. You just did.
Hey, can I send a shout out?
Fly, everything fly.
I want to send a shout out.
Okay, let's do it.
Let me send a shout out to my partner, man, DJ Dagwood. That's my partner. And we got a little remix, man, dropping on Father's Day. And I told him, I said, all I want on Father's Day is a big brown juicy booty. And that's what he say in the remix, big brown juicy booty. So shout out to Dagwood, man.
Awesome. And we had DJ Dagwood on the podcast. He was an amazing interview. We loved having him, man. And I appreciate you showing up to be a guest based on his recommendation to have you, man. So if y'all haven't already, definitely check out DJ Dagwood's episode. He is definitely a good episode that you're going to want to hear. So go back to the episodes and check him out.
Already.
Awesome, man. So at this time, and DJ Dagwood is episode 56 for anyone that wants to go out and watch him. So,
but he got that shit on demand. That nigga said 56 like channel. Nigga. Turn to 56.
Click, and don't stop, baby.
Definitely, man. So at this time, we're going to jump into the lightning round. Are y'all ready?
Man, Man, let's do it, man. Let's knock this out, man.
Cool. So how are we going to do this? We got two people on the call. We're going to go with DJ Hollywood. You're going to answer first. Then Pinhead, you're going to answer second, okay?
All right.
Let's do it.
All right. Who's your favorite DJ?
DJ Monte.
DJ Hollywood.
What has been your favorite party or event you've DJed at, or why?
House party. Everybody got naked.
And then what's a Pinhead? What's your favorite party or event you've performed at?
Oh, wow.
He losing. He losing the game.
Oh.
Hollywood's got the beat.
Boxing 105. Show.
Who's the most interesting person you've met throughout your career, DJ Hollywood?
My damn daddy.
Pinhead, who's the most interesting person you've met throughout your career?
Larry. Guy named Larry. My first manager.
Yeah, hell yeah. With a name like Larry, hell yeah.
What's one thing that you think is missing from live streaming for DJs and music artists?
Hell yeah. Make this shit simple. Nigga, I got an iRig right here. I can't figure out how to hook up. See, I told you, nigga, I'm on point. I'm a hot nigga. Hey, it's over with. Lightning round. Bow.
Clarity.
Hey,
Clarity and sound.
And shout out to any DJs you know personally whose stories need to be shared on this podcast as well. Hollywood, you go first. Pinhead, you after.
DJ Funky.
Okay, any other DJs? Want to shout out?
DJ Smooth.
Oh, we shouting out DJs?
Yes, sir.
Oh, DJ Cutthroat.
Good. DJ Simone, my bad. I always say Simone. I be thinking about Simone.
Okay.
All
awesome.
The fun DJ, Coalition DJ, Nerd DJ.
I love the energy.
Wax DJ, Nerve DJ.
Loving it. Loving the energy on this episode, man. So anyone that wants to be on the show can sign up at djsignup.com. And where can everyone find you online or even in person if you're still doing events?
They can find me in heaven, number one, because that's where I'm going. Number two, you can follow me on Instagram at DJHollywood_ATL. I got like 25,000 followers. So that's the one. That's me. So any other account, I don't know what the hell that is. And that's it. Nigga, like, I got a whole banner and shit. So, hey, man, you know where to find me at, man. I told you I'm being heaven. Amen. Me and Madea.
Pinhead, where can they find you online or in person?
At PBS number 41234. At PBS number 4LYLE.
Awesome.
Name me a quarterback that's number 4.
This has been an amazing interview, man, on the My DJ Story podcast. We got Pinhead and DJ Hollywood here. An explosive episode. Super exciting. And I know that this one's going in the history book. So we're super excited to have you on the show. And thank you for spending time with us today.
Hell yeah.
Don't fuck with my DJ.